Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. It has been an interesting arc so far. I probably say that about most of the arcs, but I don't know. This one has been like kind of spooky. I like it.
So Wesley came over to my house last night for dinner and Dice Throne, and we had like a whole conversation about how, for some reason, this arc is just so creepy. Like, it's just so creepy.
Yeah. I think it comes down to, it's like, it kind of like with Sandman and the Witches, where like there's something just viscerally terrifying about something wanting to eat you and wear your skin.
Yep.
Like, yes. Yeah. It's freaky.
And the fact that like if someone you know is one, that means they're dead.
Most likely. Like, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to top it all off, we are completely without any kind of safety net. We can't call
in. Yes, we're isolated.
We could be completely TPK'd and no one would ever know.
And if we even mention them, they know where we are.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the...
Yep.
Do you guys remember that in the last one? I don't think we used the word skin changers in the last episode.
Though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
No, we didn't, because my character...
I think we've been pretty good about it so far.
Told everyone, you know, from what I know, you're not supposed to drop the name.
Yeah.
And then Oliver immediately
said it. Well, we'll talk about what happened last time in just a second. Before we get started, I want to invite everyone to join us over on the Cast Junkie server so you can talk about this with us and we can have lots of fun. And it is just a great time chatting with people. We play these little dice games with the online dice roller in there. It's a ton of fun. It's fun just to hang out, and we've got a great little community going there. There's also other shows on there that are really awesome. Like, two of my favorites are Shrimp and Crits and Monster Hour, which are fellow Monster of the Week shows. And those are awesome. Go check them out and come join us all on the Cast Junkie server. You can find the link in our description of every episode in the little show notes. I haven't said that in a long time, but that's where it is. Presumably you have heard when I used to say that all the time.
Yes.
And if you're starting on this episode, don't.
Please do not.
Don't do that. I would also like to invite everyone to join us on Patreon if you would like to hear more of our voice and get some goodies, including our second show. Mainly our second show. That's like the main reason you should join Patreon. Other than that, you just want to, you know, throw us some money. Money is fun, too. I like money. But you should come join us over on there because it's awesome. You help when you send us your money, you help us. I shouldn't just say it's because I like money, should I?
I mean, it may be true.
the main reason that you should support us is because it helps us do really cool stuff. So, for instance, we are using some of the money to buy awesome artwork for some of our characters. So we can do that. We can pay to have some of us go different places if we can't afford it very much, you know, like we can do a lot of really cool stuff. And that is all through you guys. So come join us over there. Spend a few bucks, get some cool stuff. It's awesome. With that, I think we're going to go ahead and get started. This is going to be an interesting episode. We are going to pick right. Wait, hang on.
We have to listen to what happened last time.
Well said.
So, Bjorn went to get the car. We were going to wait for him. We heard this voice in the woods. Of course, you know, historically following voices in the woods at night is not a good idea, but Sammy wasn't sure if it was her uncle or something. I hadn't heard it before, but we went out. She got shot by the uncle, it turned out. It was him, which took some doing, but I was holding him on point, but yeah, it seemed to be really jumpy. Remembered I had a way to test for the creature when he got back to the car. Sammy lost her voice at one point. She tried to heal the gunshot wound and magic went weird. No surprise. But yeah, and we tested it and confirmed that neither Helen nor the uncle is the creature. But managed to get back with Bjorn and we burned River out of there.
And we're back. I'm just going to let that be the
official
let
one.
That be the, yeah. The thing.
Oh, okay.
So, we pick back up with you guys in the car, a very packed car, with various members of Sammy's family in various states of near death.
Wait, near death? Oh, I guess, yeah, her mom's not in good shape.
Helen is not in good shape.
Never mind.
But Anthony has... Anthony has just asked you guys, how on earth did you find me?
I think Sammy better take this one. This is player me saying that, but she knows.
I told my mom what happened in as much detail as I could, and so she said she was gonna try to find you, and then she just texted me coordinates, like an address, and then I couldn't get a hold of her, so I figured it had something to do with you. I mean, we were out here getting her, and we just happened to hear you in the woods while we were waiting for the car.
How did she find me?
I don't know. I haven't been able to talk to her yet. She's been unconscious.
You can see him kind of look down at her, and he just kind of sits back in his chair and says,
well, however you found me, I'm grateful.
Kind of looks around.
Well, I'm glad we found you too. I wasn't sure what was going on out here, if it was some kind of outpost, like if you were still being held or what, so finding you ended up being easier than I thought it would be, to be honest.
He just gives a little chuckle at that.
That is interesting. Do you all have a plan for this?
Not exactly.
Sammy looks at everyone else.
Pretty sure the plan right now is
not
to
exactly.
Get away.
Yeah, we got here and started looking into it. I mean, we determined what it is, but we don't know how to kill them. All we know is it's got something to do with Ash, and we know Jade can hurt it, but that doesn't end it. So we really are kind of unsure what to do until we can figure out how to kill these things permanently, which we don't really seem to have the way to figure that out here unless you know.
I admit that I don't, unfortunately. I wasn't 100% certain what I was going up against.
Well, the way that I see it, we're out in the middle of nowhere. We know where they are, but we don't know how to kill them. I don't like just leaving it alone, but it seems like they've been doing this for a while, and I think it's not very likely that they're going to just pick up and leave. So I honestly think it might be in our best interest to get into cell range or something, see if we can call people that we know that can help us look into this some more and get the information we need, because I think it's kind of pointless to just run in there hoping we figure it out without any kind of plan.
And we haven't figured out anything about how they're keeping those souls trapped at the inn. There's something else going on there, too.
Are we sure that isn't just tied to how they work? I mean, that's a fair point. You know, it could be something extra going on, but maybe it's just tied to how they work, too.
It could be, but we need to figure that out.
Yeah.
Admittedly, these things are not exactly my expertise. What was that about the souls?
Oh, when I was at the inn, I connected with a lot of different spirits that were, like, stuck there. They couldn't pass on into, you know, they were stuck.
I didn't know that witch children could do things like that.
It just kind of happens, I don't know.
Well, again, souls also not exactly my expertise.
I think Henry just looks at him and it's kind of a pensive look for a second because he knows what he means, but his mind immediately, upon hearing souls are not my area of expertise, his brain immediately goes to, oh no, do we have another zombie, possibly, is what he's thinking, even though he knows it's not, because they just tested.
An imposter.
They just tested it, but
this is like Among Us, I just realized.
This is a real life
like
Among
Us. I'm trying to figure out who's the imposter.
Anthony is very sus.
Wait, but we already tested him, didn't we?
Yes,
we tested
him. Yeah,
yes, we
don't think really works. Know if that works for sure. So I'm still skeptical.
We did test him, yeah.
I mean, that's me as a player. Hannah is skeptical. I think the characters are more or less convinced, or at least assured at this point. Yeah.
Think they're, as they're going on, Henry looks at Bjorn and he says, yeah, I think we're going to need more information, and of course I couldn't bring the entire library with me, and that
nods to his bag. He's like, computer doesn't do me much good unless I'm in range either, so I might be able to find some more, but can't do it from out here.
So it sounds like we're all in agreement then that we need to do more research before we go back in there?
Oh, yeah.
Does everybody agree that it's probably safe to do that as long as we don't take too long? I mean, like I said, I don't think that they're going to leave their hunting ground, and I wouldn't think at this time of night that anybody else is going to show up, hopefully, but it's a risk that I think we have to take if we want to actually do this.
Yeah, I think if we make it quick, we should be fine.
Then Bjorn's just going to keep driving until we start seeing that we're back in cell range.
Okay. Bjorn, go ahead and roll me read a bad situation.
Ooh. That is an 11.
Okay. Do you have questions?
Do you have anything for me flavor-wise while you had me roll this? It'll help me pick my...
Just want to see if you notice something.
Just want to see if I notice something. Okay, so I'm driving, so...
Are we being followed?
I guess I would go with... Do you want me to just do all three, or...
Yeah, start ask one by one.
Okay. Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
So, Bjorn, you were driving along down this pretty long, straight road, and I think you hear this sort of loud snap in the distance a little bit, loud enough that you can hear it in the car. And then you're pulling forward, and you see this tree come down across the road. This massive tree just covers the entire road.
Great.
Well, I'm going to stop and make sure I don't run into the tree, so...
Yeah, you kind of have to slam on your brakes pretty quickly.
Okay. What's the biggest threat? Do I see anything that clearly made the tree fall, or is it just my knowledge that there's probably something out there?
So, Bjorn, I think you can kind of look around into the woods really quickly. You can only really see, like, what's right in front of you since the lights are, you know, only in the front... But there's an area off to the side of the tree, sort of near where the base of the tree was, and you see just a flash of movement.
Okay. My last one, I'm torn between still trying to find a way to escape in the car, or so that would be best way out, or best way to protect the victims. I think of those two, the one that I'm going to go with is... I'm just really torn. I'm going to go with... What's the best way out? What's the best way to get away with everybody intact without running into this thing?
Not in your car.
Not in the car.
There's absolutely no way to get the car past this tree.
I couldn't go back the other way and...
There's no other road.
There is no other road. Okay.
Could we move the tree?
So my answer is there is no way out and I shouldn't have even asked it. I should have just asked protect the victims.
You asked what the best way out?
No, I'm saying that's what I should have done. Hindsight being 20/20, I made the wrong choice is what I'm saying. Okay.
You can keep going. You can climb over this tree or walk around it. You will just have to keep going on the road on foot. That is the best way out.
What if
we
move the tree?
I hear what you're telling me. I hear what you're telling me, and Bjorn's brain completely discounts it. So Bjorn knows this, that the tree's in his way and he can't get away with his car. So he turns to Sammy and he just says, "Hey, Sammy, you got anything big enough to blow that tree out of the way?"
This is a very large tree.
Beyond human limitation?
I have superhuman strength and magic. I can move it.
Ooh, okay then.
It's a big tree.
I have superhuman strength,
This would
Susanna.
Be like an afternoon like effort to get rid of this tree with a bunch of...
No, I'm just going to
You're discounting
move
the strength
it
of magic.
With my hands. I'm Why just going to push it word? Off of the road.
Rotating swords. What? Chainsaw.
Rotating swords?
I couldn't think of the word.
They're not
that is,
swords.
That is my new favorite name for a chainsaw now. It is the rotating sword.
Now I want a chainsaw that's like you know those like big Japanese anime style big swords.
Yeah.
I want like a chainsaw that's that side that has literal sword sized swords spinning around it on a chain. That's what I want.
That has the same energy as that TikTok that talks about how their mom called a carousel a horse radio.
Yeah,
that's the same energy.
See, It's called aphasia. It's when you forget words. I do it a lot. Oh. My whole family does it, though, so it's not just me.
I do it, too, sometimes. It's okay.
Okay, anyways, what do you guys want to do? You want to work this out?
All right, I'm going to get out of the car. I am going to get out of the car, and I'm going to move this tree with my bare hand.
Bjorn is going to
push it off of the road.
You know, he asked you to see if you had anything, and he's just going to turn to Henry and just say, Henry, keep the doors locked. I'll go out with her just in case something happens. But hopefully this is our way.
Susanna's just rubbing her face. Like she's just saying.
You're not, though. You're not going to move.
Yes, I am. Even with super strength,
I don't think it's enough.
It's magic.
All right, well,
it's
I'm gonna make you roll twice.
One for magic and one for luck.
Okay.
Because that's the only way I can think of to do this
all
fairly.
Right.
Okay, come on.
Roll,
come on, dice.
Roll first
dice
for magic and roll the second time for luck.
Okay, hang on. Alright. Come on, dice. Just be nice to me this one time. Oh, that's an 8. 5 on the dice plus 3.
What's your glitch?
Unwanted attention?
No, I'm not doing
unwanted
attention.
I mean, I'm just saying, narratively, that would make absolute sense if you did.
Oh, I just realized I've been talking this whole time, and I magicked my voice away.
Right, you did.
I magicked my voice away?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, we could retcon her responding to me and stuff, you know? Like,
well, I told Anthony how we got here and stuff, but my voice is supposed to still be gone.
Weren't you just typing
stuff? I think you were texting,
yeah, you were texting.
Like, I think you were, like, using your phone to, like, write stuff.
Okay. Well, so, let's just say
that's what was happening here.
Okay.
I forgot about that, too. That's funny. This is what happens when you don't record for, like, 3 weeks.
It reminded me because I'm going to choose problematic side effect.
Problematic side effect.
Yep.
Okay. Roll for luck.
Is this adding my luck as a modifier?
Yeah, it's half your luck rounded down.
Half my luck rounded down. So it's
so however
plus
much
two.
Luck you have. So you have plus...
Yeah, because I have 4.
Okay, yeah, so it's plus 2.
Come on, come on. 9. I was so close.
Can't help out on a luck roll, right?
I don't see why not. Go ahead, roll help out.
Please.
It's just help out. I mean, you're helping.
What's the context?
Me move the tree. Like the luck was for what part of the action? Like the magic
just
was
to see if she can move the tree. That's all I want to know is if she can technically, like, I'm just not sure even with superpowers.
Is this like a Peter Pan moment where it's like, I believe in fairies kind of thing. Like, I believe she can do it. Is that how I'm helping out? Like, that's all. You're not explaining. Like,
roll.
I'm just trying to understand.
Wait, no, I have an idea.
Luck isn't technically a thing in the game, so I'm letting you.
To help give me some force to, like, move it. I don't know. Like, you push
and
then
use your wings. I don't care.
Okay.
Bjorn is technically stronger than the average human. He is a dragon knight.
That is a 9.
A 9.
So that means that I grant them the plus 1, but I also expose myself to trouble or danger.
Okay, yeah. Sammy, you roid up. Tell me how you move this tree. Sammy, you visibly roid up. Like, you look... Big, you
she
grow
Hulk's
a foot
out.
Taller. Like, you look like the freaking Hulk.
I'm She-Hulk!
Tell me how you move this tree.
If I can do whatever I want with the tree, I'm just gonna, oh my gosh. Like, shove it, just, I guess she's just shoving it across the road. Like, she's just pushing it, like.
Okay, so you're just like rotating
just
the tree like
the
a like
yeah,
a dial.
Yeah, just rotating it off of the road. Yeah.
All right. So Bjorn is uselessly helping you. expose yourself to trouble or danger. Okay. So Sammy, you are pushing this as hard as you can off this road.
Have the problematic side effect.
I'm aware. I'm gonna get there eventually. Just give me a second.
Okay.
You are pushing this thing off the road, and Bjorn, you think, is helping you. At this point, you're just kind of putting all of your effort into your muscles. You're just pushing this off the road. Bjorn, you think you're also helping?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're a guy.
Yeah.
So you're just, you know, you're right there. You're probably close to the end of the tree, you know, kind of like pushing. It's like, I'm doing something. You're not, but you're trying. So you two are just pushing this off the road, and this tree is just making this scraping noise as you push it across the asphalt. And Sammy, you finally, you just give one less, and you like push it out of the way so that you can get the car away. Like you can get the car around this tree. It's not like totally out of the road, but it's around the tree. And Sammy, you look up to say, hey, look, I did it. At which point you see Bjorn, yoink, grabbed up and taken into the woods.
Oh boy. What?
Bjorn is kidnapped.
Bjorn is kidnapped.
We're going to stay with Sammy.
Can Bjorn say anything as he gets pulled away?
What?
Can Bjorn say anything as he gets pulled away?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone in the car saw, right?
Are you guys watching this, do you think?
I think Henry
would.
Like,
what else is doing?
I think Anthony is probably too busy paying attention to his nearly dead sister.
Henry is, but Henry is definitely watching. Absolutely.
Okay, Henry, yeah, you see that.
You see Sammy get a panicked look on her face, point to the woods, and then take off running in that direction.
Okay, Sammy, you are going to have -1 to any cool rolls and +1 to all tough rolls because you are still the Hulk.
Oh, no.
A silent, big, beefy lady.
Should it be -1 to cool or -1 to sharp?
Cool, just because she's not as, like, agile. I'm basically making it like a dexterity.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Because we use that for the act under
pressure. So, Sammy Hulk takes off into the woods. Wesley, what do you do? You are here with the other two people.
I'm not sure he even tells them what to do in this case. I think he just sees this, and he's not going to suggest that Anthony carries, you know, injured Helena with them into the woods after this thing. So I think he's gonna open the door, he's gonna bolt after them, but he's just
okay. So as you start to open the door and bolt after them, I think Anthony reaches out and grabs onto your shoulder and goes, wait.
Which he turns back. He's like, just very quickly, he's like, I know you can't carry her, but we gotta stop him.
You cannot leave us here. You can't. All of this will restart over again if you leave us here.
And he takes a moment to collect himself, and he looks out toward the woods where he saw the other two disappear, and he's reminded of what they were planning to do in the first place, gain information. And I'm guessing that the keys are still in the car.
Yep. Yes, so that's why Bjorn told you to stay in the car with the doors locked, because he was assuming something like this could happen, and he didn't want
keys
you
in the
three
car.
To have to
go.
Yeah,
go.
He's going to trust in the other two for now, because he needs to gain more. So, yep, he's going to climb up into the front seat. He's going to buckle it. He's going to start the car, and he's gone.
Don't you split the party. This is split the party.
So
the
Henry,
yeah.
Oliver, Anthony, and Helena are still in the car.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I am totally okay with this, and I will hopefully get to show why.
Yeah, Oliver is definitely still in the back, because he's like not about to go outside. Like, as much as he's like definitely worried about Sammy, he's just like, what do you want me to do about this? For once in his life, he is staying in the car.
Good.
I think Oliver was probably like, should I leave? Should I go? Should I leave? Should I go? Bah! It's like Henry takes off. He gets put into the back of the seat. All right. We're going to go back to Sammy. You are running through the woods trying to find your teammates who just disappeared into the woods. We'll come back to you in a second, Bjorn.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? You're still the Hulk.
Yeah. Can I look around with my sight to see if I can see Bjorn's magical essence or a trail of it in the area that I can follow?
Yep. I don't see why not.
Okay. So that's going to be, the sight is like investigative mystery. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your sharp is not affected by this. So.
Yes, thankfully.
Aren't you lucky?
That is a 9. Or no, I'm sorry, an 8. No, I can't. Yes, it's an 8. I can math. I can add 2 numbers together.
You get one question?
Yeah, just one. The site doesn't give me a bonus. It just lets me see invisible things. Oh, let's see. Where did it go?
Ahead of you. It sort of banked off back towards the way you guys came, but it's still in the woods ahead of you.
Okay,
you can follow
Sammy's
it for a
gonna
while.
Keep track of that magical essence and follow it, and she's gonna be sprinting as fast as she can, which I would assume would be faster than a normal person because she's still the Hulk.
It would be faster, but you are running through a bunch of trees. Okay. Go ahead and roll me act under pressure.
Okay. Even with a minus one, that is a 10.
A 10? Okay, yeah.
Nice.
Sammy, you are effortlessly gliding through these trees, feeling awesome.
Yes!
Bjorn, we're going to come back to you for a second. You are trapped in the arms of this thing, and it is really, really strong. What do you do?
I mean, I'm going to fight tooth and nail to get out of its grasp.
Okay, so you're trying to fight to get out of this thing's grasp, and I think the creature just sort of pulls you off of it as it's running and holds you out to a tree. Bjorn, I need you to make an act under pressure roll.
Okay. That is a 13.
13, okay.
Which, I have that advanced.
Advanced, okay. Ooh. What would you like to do?
So, I would like to do something extra. So wait, actually, what was I doing? Was I like trying to not get hit by the tree as it was holding me out? Or
yeah, so okay. You get the idea. This creature kind of has your arms pinned by your sides and it holds you out to the tree like it's trying to just bash your head on the tree.
Okay. So I was rolling to basically avoid that, right?
Yes.
So what I would like to do is something extra. I would like to avoid getting hit on the tree and kind of flip it into me catching getting out of its grasp and like throwing it off balance enough so that I'm like now out of its hands, basically, is my extra thing. Like,
okay.
Not only did I squirm out of the way of hitting the tree, I squirmed all the way out of its grasp and am now free.
So Bjorn, you are held onto this thing, and I think you are able to figure out like, oh, okay, it's gonna hit me on the tree. So I think you're able to like swing your legs up and your legs contact with the tree before you do, and you just kind of shoop, push yourself out of its grasp with the power of your legs.
Nice.
And it's kind of knocked off balance and kind of trips it before it turns around and looks at you. And this is the first time you've really gotten to see this thing.
Oh.
And it's really horrifying. It is not a person. This is a large, gangly looking thing with super long arms, making it almost like a four-legged creature. It has this like under slimy side. Like it's this like slimy, it's like what you would imagine like under your skin might look like. It's disgusting. It's not exactly like muscle and sinew, but it's like this slimy undercoating. It's like a proto skin almost.
You said that sounds like
clearly like shed its normal human form, and this is its like natural form.
Man,
that's really creepy. You said that was on its like underside or like its whole body?
Its whole body looks like that. It looks like this weird under skin. It's almost like skin if you like
turned it inside out.
Took a couple layers off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Ugh. Okay. And it's not like the right proportions. It's like really gangly and long arms and stuff.
Yeah, it's got like long arms. It was like holding onto you with one of its long arms, but it kind of runs on all fours. And it's very fast.
I don't like that.
All right, as soon as I'm out of its grasp, I am growing my wings and getting in the sky.
Okay.
Oh no!
not like... Like, I am just getting out of its reach, but, like, still in the immediate area. Like, I'm just making sure that it can't, like, reach up and grab me again. I'm trying to, like, that's just the first thing I think of is I need to get away from this thing where it can't reach me, so.
Yeah,
okay.
Can
you do that with all the trees and stuff?
Bjorn, go ahead and roll act under pressure for me. This to avoid the trees and also its grasp as it tries to grab you again.
That is another 13, which
another
means
13.
I have another advanced decision there.
That's great. What would you like to do?
I would like to... Is there anything really cool I can do extra again? Let's see here. I'm trying to get away from it via flying by dodging trees. I would like to try and knock some big heavy branches down on it as I'm flying away. Like, purposefully knock into some branches as I'm flying so it doesn't upset my flight, but it knocks these branches down on top of it.
Yeah.
Or around it,
so,
you know. Just
Bjorn, you leap into the air, and I think you can see there's this large dead branch right above us, right above you, and you just, like, burst through it with your scaled wing, and it just blasts off and goes spinning down on top of it and knocks the creature down on its head, and it just kind of, the wood just kind of evaporates on top of it and kind of leaving it looking, kind of rubbing what looks like eyes, maybe? It's kind of difficult to tell with its long gangly arms, and you burst into the sky above the canopy. Sammy, you are running full force towards this thing, and you arrive a couple seconds after Bjorn has burst into the canopy. You see this thing as well, just kind of rubbing its face, and then it kind of like rubs its face and then like shakes its arm off to like get the particulates off of its arm, and it looks right at you, kind of surprised looking.
Her initial thought is, oh crap, where's Bjorn?
Bjorn is not here.
And you hear Bjorn's voice coming down from above because he can see this. He sees you arrive, and he just says, Sammy, I'm fine. Get up a tree and I'll get you. And he's going to try and fly towards her as well, but he's telling her to try and get away.
Sammy, what do you do?
Okay.
You hear this voice coming from above.
He said to get up a tree, so I guess Sammy's going to start climbing the nearest tree.
Roll act under pressure.
Hopefully it doesn't snap.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It probably will, knowing her luck.
I can math. That's a 7.
That's a 7. Okay. Sammy, you are able to get up into a tree, but this creature grabs onto your ankle and is coming up with you.
And she can't warn Bjorn because her voice is gone.
Bjorn, what do you want to do?
I mean, Bjorn can see that though, right?
Yeah, Bjorn can see that.
He's still going to try to pull her out of its grasp. He's going to try and out-muscle it and pull her
away.
Okay,
so you're going to fly down to this tree and try to pull her out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and
roll it. Can he even carry her when she's like this? That's my question.
I don't think he knows about that.
I know, it's just me as the player going.
I mean, I'm pretty strong.
Yes, but she's also super muscly right now.
I don't know, I'm pretty heavy
Sammy
right
is
now.
Very dense right now.
Well, hot diggity dog, that's a 12. So third time lucky, I get another advanced act under pressure.
What do you do?
So I was attempting to grab her away from it, right?
Yeah.
I would like to also be able to carry her while flying.
Okay. You will be able to do that for a few seconds. It will not be very long. She is very heavy. But yeah, Bjorn, you reach down and you are able to yank Sammy up away from this thing, and it kind of claws after her, but doesn't seem like it's exactly suited to climbing. So it doesn't really make any effort to follow you guys as you burst into the air above the canopy into the night sky, and you are immediately struggling to hold on to Sammy, so you are going to have to put her down fairly quickly.
Okay, I'm going to try and make my best effort to angle towards the road where we left from, if I can discern that.
Okay, yeah, I don't think it's particularly hard. I was back the way you came.
Yeah.
So yeah, you fly through the air and you're able to, until you can not anymore, and then you can just kind of float down and drop Sammy down onto the ground. Sammy Hulk.
Okay. Are we at the road or just close
you
to
it? You were taken into the woods a decent amount. You're probably halfway between there and back.
Okay. Bjorn's just going to look at Sammy. He's just going to say, all right, I guess we run and get back to the car. I think we can... You saw it, so you know that it wasn't me. You know I'm me. I just flew. I don't think they could replicate that. And obviously you're you.
Except
so
that the car is...
Let's go.
He says nothing.
And she makes like muscles like big me. Like she makes muscles and points at herself.
Yeah.
And Bjorn just nods and starts running.
All right, so you guys start
Sammy
running back.
Starts running as well, yeah.
You guys run back to the road, and there is no car there. Henry, we're going to go to you real quick.
Do we see the tail light?
Honestly,
no.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Henry, what are you doing?
He's going back over the. I would like to think you could. I can. If you want me to roll, I can do that. Just since he knew that. When he realized they were going like this far out into the middle of nowhere, he started building a mental route map, and he's following that because he has no actual map or GPS or anything, and he is he's looking for the nearest sign of actual civilization as far as Wi-Fi goes, because he needs to find more info.
I have one thing to remind you of. We don't necessarily have to get to a Wi-Fi spot. You just have to have cell service so that you can make a like a phone hotspot.
Either one.
You know?
Either one. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. You would know that it's going to be a bit before you're able to find anything just because it was... This is what you are way out there in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably going to have to drive another 30 minutes before you get like a strong enough signal to do anything with.
Okay. Then the others might see him in the front. He's just staring out the windshield with the lights on and he's just kind of reminding himself. He's like, they've been through things like this before. They will be all right. I need to turn up something. If I don't, then bad either way, but they'll be all right. And yeah, he's just reminding himself of what Bjorn said, and of course in his brain, knowledge is power, so he's focusing on that fact rather than to be reminded, oh yes, they are also currently back there by themselves, facing some sort of creature, and yeah.
Yeah, yep. You're just kind of muttering this to yourself, and I think you feel like a hand on your shoulder, and then you hear Oliver's voice kind of coming from the backseat. He says, it's gonna be all right. I'm sure. Did you see Sammy? She was...
And you
don't hear anything, but we would see Oliver making like strong motions in the back.
Yeah, and I know that he and Henry don't have the, you know, they're not best friends. But I think in this moment, he turns and he's like, he's still watching the road, but he says, "Yeah, I saw that. All right, not something I've ever seen before, but hey, it's her." So
it certainly was.
And yeah, even like Henry kind of cracks a small smile, and every, you know, he's got his phone there just periodically watching, or I'm sorry, no, he wouldn't be close enough anyway yet, but yeah, he's just looking out ahead and
he might be compulsively looking at his phone. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Has Helena come around at all? Is she still unconscious, or?
No, she still seems unconscious. Actually, I think it's probably a couple minutes later, you can see, you hear Oliver kind of lean over and go, "How is she?" And you hear, Anthony go, "I'm not sure. There might still be something wrong with her. She doesn't feel good. She's got a fever. She might just be sick. I don't know how long she was where she was before you guys found her."
And as he goes, he'll call back to Anthony. "So, would you care to explain what you were doing out here?"
You might look back like in the rear view mirror at him, and you can see him kind of like scratch at the spot where you know his tattoo is, and he says, "I'm afraid there's very little I can actually say."
Right, because, secret society. Got it.
I would appreciate it if you didn't talk much about it.
And he kind of shrugged, because this is his natural, you know, must gather information going off, and he's like, it's terribly inconvenient for him, is what he's thinking. He's like, I need this info, and I can't ask. So, yeah, in order to, just focus, he goes back to looking out. He goes back to looking out of the, looking out the windshield. But I think he's also changed his focus. He's shifted. And just for flavor, if they listen to him now, what they're gonna hear is, him under his breath. "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." And go, you know, he's quoting the first, the opening to The Hobbit, I think.
Just trying to calm himself down. We're going to come back to Sammy and Bjorn for now. We'll come back to Henry in just a second. But Sammy and Bjorn, your car is not there.
Sammy just looks at Bjorn and puts her hands out in like a where is it kind of gesture.
Bjorn just says, I think Henry realized that he needed to get who he could out of here, probably, if the car is gone. So I say we run after it. Is there any way you can... make yourself not any kind of just gestures at her body like that.
She shrugs and then makes running motion and then points at herself.
You can run fast.
She nods.
You see Bjorn kind of like rub the back of his head and he gets kind of a uncomfortable or embarrassed look on his face, and he's like, could you carry me for once?
Sammy, like, shrugs and then nods, says, like as in, like, it may as well try kind of thing.
Could you pick him up?
Yeah, Sammy's gonna pick
I need Art of the so
I'm
bad.
I'm just picturing I him just being that like
I'm
like a
imagining
baby.
She's doing the whole like Bjorn's like she's holding her arms out. And Bjorn's kind of like sitting like crossways. Like what's that called? Isn't that called the?
I don't know.
It's like I don't know. It's on the tip of my tongue. Like it's gonna sound really bad, but the first thing that comes to mind is like the bridal carry. You know, like if you're carrying like your bride across
yeah.
the doorstep.
Yeah, no,
like,
yes,
no
that's what
that's
I'm
it.
Imagining here.
I think that's what's happening. So Bjorn just sitting there, like I can see the art now. Bjorn just sitting with like his arms crossed, looking kind of like
grumpy.
Uncomfortable or grumpy, and she's just like running, like carrying him down this dark forest, creepy road.
Okay,
yes, this is perfect.
And the legend of the Sasquatch was then born because some bystander.
I thought of
like,
what this version of Sammy is called. It's Sammy Overhulk.
That's good.
Sammy
like that.
Overhulk. Sammy okay, over- so Sammy the Overhulk runs with Bjorn in her arms. It's very funny because Sammy still is probably like an inch or two shorter than Bjorn, even Hulkified. But very dense and very strong.
Yes.
So Sammy runs with Bjorn. I think, Sammy, you... It's probably like maybe like 15 minutes of you like running just straight on. You feel great. You're feeling awesome. And then you feel yourself yeah. starting to slow down and your arms start to get really sore.
Oh, no.
And you realize like whatever this is wearing off.
Okay, she's gonna slow to a stop and... just like frown and set Bjorn back down as she shrinks back to herself.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
You shrink back down to your normal size and you feel like exhausted.
Oh,
I'd like to pose a question to the GM.
What would that be?
If this unexpected side effect has worn off, is it fair to say the first one has?
Yes, in fact, I was about to say you can.
Cool.
You also, I think you're like, whew, and then you're like, oh, I can talk again.
Nice.
Whew, yeah. You think you could get the rest of the way?
Yes, I think I could. Thanks for the lift.
Yeah, I'll try. I don't know. My magic's not been going very good today.
It's okay. I gotcha. And Bjorn's gonna put his arms out to carry you through the skies.
Yep.
Okay.
Sammy is ready for the break.
Yeah.
Can Bjorn
so you guys
see a car
off?
Anywhere when he gets high enough? Like,
We're gonna come back to
okay.
Henry for a second.
Okay.
Because Henry got a lot farther than you guys could on foot or flying.
I'm
so.
Sad that the people in the car won't see Sammy carrying Bjorn, but it's okay.
That would
they
be really
just
funny.
Share this moment.
Yeah.
You can tell Oliver later.
Yes.
Although if his reaction in the car is any indication, he might want you to do it again. I think Oliver discovered
yeah.
something about himself.
Yes, I think he did.
So, Henry, we were coming back with you. It's about half an hour after you left. You finally get some bars enough on your phone that you think you can use it.
Okay. Then he's, after checking it periodically, all of a sudden, the green bars pop up. And he slows down and they'll hear like, oh, yes! And he'll pull off. He'll pull off on the road. And then, I think he is going to grab the phone, and if I recall correctly, I still have the NetFriends move, although it's not the same kind of move, but I can still do it. So he is just going to...
You don't really have NetFriends
anymore.
Well,
NetFriends is just like a flavor for
yeah.
your
It's just
yeah.
a flavor.
Yeah, for
just
the investigative mystery. Yeah, right. So I he's going to, of course, couch everything in hypotheticals, but he is going to send out, you know... I'm writing a short story and it's got these skinwalkers in it and you know, I need a basis for a weakness. You know, what can anyone find for me? You've got something? What could you find? And he sends this out and I'm guessing you're going to want me to roll for that, right?
Yeah, go ahead and roll investigate a mystery.
Come on, Monster Hunter 69.
Then that makes that an 8.
Okay, you get one question.
What about what can hurt it?
Okay. I'm going to give you sort of a roundabout answer.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't seem fair.
Okay, so you put this information out there, and immediately you're flooded by comments that are like this is a Navajo monster. Like, you need to find a source to answer your question. Like, the people that this monster like come from are notoriously not willing to talk about it. Yes. So there's not a lot of information online about it, which I think is something that Oliver already told you.
Yeah.
But you get a notification from one Monster Hunter 69 that pops
yes!
up.
yes.
Yeah, I think he latched. Sorry.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
I think just like the moment it pops up, he clicks because he's, you know, this is the same person he.
Yeah. The sort of notification pops up and it says, "This might help."
Is it like a chat box or a message? Or a link. Or...
It is a message that was left on your post.
Okay.
You click on it and you open it up, and it is a link to a website. And you click on the link to the website?
Yes, I click the link to the website.
Okay. You click on the link to the website, and it is a story from a local newspaper that is somewhere close to you right now. That is writing about a Navajo teacher, a professor of Native American studies at a local university that got in trouble for talking about Navajo legends. And that's where we're going to leave it.
No.
I have to say, when you were saying that you click on the link, I thought you were going to have some funny thing like, oh, well, you just went to this, like, you know.
Sketchy website.
It's a really sketchy website.
It's a rip roll.